Well, congratulations on your position now with the Senate Ag Appropriations Committee. You're the ranking member. Being the ranking member, what sort of influence are you going to have on what happens with ag appropriations?
I'm glad to be on the committee. I think it's a committee that has a lot of impact on what happens in rural communities, what happens in family farms, what happens in our ability to produce and to be regulated in a way that makes sense instead of that doesn't make sense. Yeah, the ranking member just means I'm the lead Republican on that committee. We're in the minority, and so the chairman of that committee is Herb Kohl from Wisconsin, and I intend to do everything I can to work with Chairman Kohl and be sure that we're doing the right kinds of things for American farm families, and also encouraging the right kinds of things for the food assistance programs that are now two-thirds of the farm bill, and it's estimated in the next farm bill will probably be 75% of the farm bill. So the farm bill really is about a lot of other things besides how we produce a product in the United States. And as we look at the kinds of things we need to do to cut spending at the federal level, I think we need to be sure that the discussion in ag appropriations is not just about how we reduce the spending for family farms and rural communities, but how do we make all of these programs work more effectively and still produce the quality and quantity of food that the United States farm families have been so important in producing for a long time now.
Now, late last week, House Republicans proposed tens of billions in appropriations cuts. Is that that's a lot, and ag could be in the crosshairs of that?
Everything needs to be in the crosshairs of that, frankly. And the House Republicans are proposing those cuts, but they're proposing cuts back to the 2008 spending level. You know, it's 2011. I don't know anybody that doesn't think we were spending plenty of money in 2008. That's a good short-term target. Frankly, we need to be more focused on the results we get rather than only proving we care about something more by spending more on it, and whether that's the food assistance programs, ag programs, defense. I think we're going to have to look at everything because we're just spending more money than we would want the government to collect. You know, we're spending about 25% of the gross domestic product, and we're collecting about half of that. You know, that doesn't last for very long. I think that last year with President Obama's leadership and the silly stimulus package that was put together, we spent $3.5 trillion and we collected $2.2 trillion. You don't have to be an economic expert to figure out that you can't do that forever. We're at the point now that this spending has to be a priority, and that includes looking at every program. But again, I think we ought to look at results of these programs rather than just how much money we're spending and see if we can't produce better results for even less money.
It isn't the big question, though, what's going to happen to direct payments?
I think it is, but it shouldn't be the big question. The big question should be how do we look at that entire ag spending? Are there better ways to deliver the food assistance programs without assuming that they just are untouchable, and we'll just look at the 25% that impacts direct payments and farm families and rural communities and cut that and can take everything out of that. I'm going to fight for the side that indicates that you want to continue, that takes a position that you want to continue to encourage America's farming families to take a chance to get out there in a marketplace that is uncertain and to produce a quality crop. And, you know, we do some of that by encouraging the right kinds of biotech innovation. We do some of that with support payments. But all of these support programs are spending much less money than was anticipated because the commodity markets are good. Even the dairy programs were, you know, I was raised on a dairy farm, and dairy farms are born on a dairy farm. My mom and dad were dairy farmers, and while this is a difficult time for them, even the dairy payments are substantially lower than was anticipated because the marketplace is a little better than was anticipated. The commodity marketplace is quite a bit better, we're spending way below the estimate of what would be spent, but that's partly because these programs encourage farmers to get out there and plant a crop and take risk and know that there was some support below that risk.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
You know, I think looking at trade to be sure that those trade bills open the marketplace as it needs to be opened. The Korean trade bill is one the president says he's for. The auto problem in that bill has been resolved, but we haven't resolved the beef problem yet. I'm going to have some people in the office later today from Taiwan and going to be talking to them about both beef and pork that are a problem in our trade relationship with Taiwan. So marketplace, looking for marketplace, looking at biotech, being sure that the USDA programs that encourage people and encourage family farmers to take a chance, take a risk, get out there and produce a crop are still making sense for America and American farm families is important to me.